Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, this is the show where you can get some help. 504-260-0995. Yeah, you're worrying about your money right now. Stop worrying. I got this guy across the table who knows a lot more than you do about money, and I mean it. 504-260-0995. Gangbuster day on Wall Street. This is going to be a champagne bottle version of the number segment coming up. If you want to play along, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. You'll see the numbers page. I want to start off, Gregory. You missed last night's show, and you missed a cool little storyline here, and it started with a member of the Total Wealth Authority who will be in attendance at our next Gregory Ricks Live event that's coming up Thursday. So on Dwayne's show, Mortgage Gumbo, this lady calls in from St. Bernard, and she's on a fixed income, had a pipe bust in her house. So in order to pay for all the repairs, she had no real savings. She went and got a home equity line of credit, a HELOC. And now she's having trouble with the payments, and she's really sweating it because she knows that payment's going to go up when her little grace period ends, the interest-only period ends, and so she's sweating it. She didn't know what to do. So she actually called Dwayne on Monday. He talked to her again. I had to bring him on the show last night to tell the story. He ended up, instead of refinancing her house or putting her in some different vehicle that was going forward, he went the other direction. She's over 62. She's 69 years old. Let's see what happens if we just try. Let's scenario out a reverse mortgage. So she has a ton of equity in her house. She only had to chew up a little bit to get the home equity line of credit. He pays off the HELOC. She now has no mortgage payment going forward. It's not that she still has a mortgage payment and he just got rid of the HELOC. Nothing. And about 20 grand in cash. It's just going to be dropped in her lap. So she now has an emergency fund, a little bit of cushion, a little bit of breathing room. And she called in last weekend not knowing what to do. She was completely lost. And I was really proud of that. That's a guy you work with. That's the guy you brought to the radio station. And I thought it'd be good that we give him a little pat on the back. Total Wealth Authority wins again.
Absolutely. When we first started working together in the Total Wealth Authority, that was one of the first deals he did was helped a client that couldn't get refinancing, and he got the deal done, and I think it saved the client about $2,000 a month.
A month.
Yeah, it was a significant impact on their budget getting a refi done. So it had a ridiculous rate and just needed an eagle to take over and get it done.
Well, she was getting pulled at both ends. She was sweating it because she knows if she can't keep up with this HELOC payment and once it jumps up, there's a chance she could be put out of her house. And we're talking about a widow here. And the reason she's in such financial dire straits is in her husband's, you know, final years. He had a bunch of health issues. She had to quit. She had to retire early to take care of him. And it's like a couple of slides that are going to be in our event next week where we talk about how when there's home caregivers, women are disproportionately the ones that bear that burden. They lose the time from work. They lose the wages. They lose the Social Security contributions. I mean, it's a downward spiral. And I think we really did some good this week.
Well, really glad to hear that. And that's one thing when people, you know, sometimes hear the reverse mortgage statement and they'll make a face or grunt or moan. And what's the worst can happen? Well, let's go back. You spoke of the HELOC, which meant she already had a mortgage, right?
She said she had paid it off, but then she also said in the calls, I don't know the specific details, that she still had a mortgage too. So I'm not sure where she was on that. I know it's gone
just
now.
Just the HELOC.
I know it's gone now.
She had some debt, and one thing about it, you quit paying that, they will put you out of your home. Now, on a reverse mortgage, there is no payments to put you out of your home.
Yeah, you read stories about this, and there's other scenarios where you could be put out of your home, but it's not the reverse mortgage involved. It's, you know, you don't keep up with your taxes or something. But this woman was skeptical about the reverse mortgage, too. But here's one thing she doesn't have to worry about now, being put out the house. You know, she sees the commercials, a little bit skeptical. I invite that skepticism. But this is one time where, I mean, it wasn't Tom Selleck, but I bet you she thinks Dwayne Stein is every bit as handsome as Tom Selleck is today. But here's the cool part, too. She didn't even expect to have that cash. She was calling just, can I keep my head above water? Well, we can put you back on land, and you can relax again. Thought that was pretty cool. You want to just go and get into the numbers segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just huge numbers today. Wouldn't you know it? I thought I pulled up my little sound effects and I hadn't. I'm going to go ahead and go to the short sheet first before we do the indices in. Thank you, Angie.
The number.
The big winner on the short sheet today, 13% gain. We'll tell you who that is in just a second. If you want to play along on the numbers segment, GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab, you can look at the numbers page. No, history was not made for the Dow Jones today, but the NASDAQ broke a record. In fact, it broke somewhat of a milestone. It broke 6,700. 6,701 is where it finished. So it was up 1.5%. The S&P was up 0.5%. But the Dow was down 7.5 points. So that's 0.03%. But even that tiny little drop of red, that little ink blot of red, that's enough to thwart history. So 23,434 and 19 and change is where the Dow closed today. The Russell was up 0.5%. Wilshire 5,000. Up 0.5%.
10-year mortgages are at 2.
Treasuries.
Ten-year mortgages. U.S. 10-year treasuries are at 2.411%. And that takes us to the 30-year mortgages. See if we've creeped up a little higher. 3.99% on 30-year fixed mortgages. It can smell 4% again. And let's see, week ago on that was 3.93%. So just, you know, once again, that's the storyline of this week is how the 10-year treasuries have just kept moving up bit by bit. And that takes us to crude oil. Oh, $54.19 a barrel. Interesting. Gold at $1,274.60 per ounce, and silver still back below $16.87.
All right, now there's a lot of sexy stuff happening on the short sheet today. Again, that big number. How rare is it that we see a stock move 13% in the positive in one day? We're talking about Amazon. It is now the king of the block, and it's not just a $1,000 stock. It is a $1,100 dollar stock. It was up, to put in perspective, Bezos became $9 billion richer in about the last 24 hours or so. That's a nice day.
Well, he's about to spend some more money, I hear, on headquarters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, second headquarters, Gregory.
Second.
Right.
Okay. The second that will become the primary. And, you know, probably going to need a residence. I doubt he has one close by where it's going to be in Texas.
He's got to have a residence there. He has the
Origin. He actually does have residence there.
But the tech sector was killing it today. Now, Amazon had their great earnings report yesterday. Today, Google let the world know that they had double-digit increases as well, double-digit growth, 4.8% in the positive. But some freakishly huge stats here. If you just look at the revenue from online advertising, not getting a cut of sales, not pay for service, not your little cloud storage fees, not the little nickels and dimes that come with your apps, just ad revenues. Click, click, click. Google gets 90% of it. Google gets more ad revenue than Baidu, Alibaba, Twitter, Amazon, Snap, and Facebook combined. They are that dominant.
Well, that tells you where everybody does their searches.
It all started, and they got in as the default homepage in the psyche of the web user, 10, 20 years ago?
Well, they did replace somebody.
Who was the biggest before that? Yahoo?
Yahoo.
Yeah, I guess that was that's too bad for Yahoo, isn't it? We'll continue with this in a second. I'm interested in Ryan. Ryan in Napoleonville, you're going to be first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Ryan?
Yes, sir. I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and Gregory wasn't there that evening, but I'm wondering if he might have an answer for me tonight. My wife has a high deductible health care plan, and she contributes to an HSA, which is matched by the state. She's a state employee. My question is, and I'm currently doing this, and I'm not sure if this is legal or not. I have her covered under my insurance as a secondary, and my plan is not a high deductible health care plan. Is this legal? And if it's not, what do I need to do? Hello?
I'm thinking. That's why you're going to have a little silence here. So your primary plan's for you, and she has another primary plan.
Correct.
With a high deductible.
Correct. Well,
what it comes down to is when something is not paid, and high deductible plan is, you know, like hospital stays and such as that, you're going to pay a larger part of. So it's going to be dependent upon yours as the secondary deciding whether or not they're going to pay. You don't have three health insurance plans. Having her as a secondary, is that costing you money?
A little bit. I pay a little more premium under my plan for her to be covered on it.
Covered on it, or is this some new secondary deal? You're carrying two health insurance policies on her?
For her, correct. Her plan is her primary plan. My plan is her secondary plan.
But is your plan a primary coverage as well, that if she didn't have that other coverage?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's not going to pay. You're spending money somewhere that isn't going to pay off. Two primaries, okay. They're both not going to pay.
Well, mine...
Ryan, we got to
what
step
you
aside
need
for
to
a
do
here.
Is speak to your administrator of your plan.
All right, if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. The story is set in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1963. And it's cool to see a story about our area that becomes a Broadway hit in 2004. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We had an individual in the other day, his six-figure income, and, well, should I turn on Social Security? He has a couple of pensions, and income's lining up, and he's planning to work, what, 3 more years, and he'll be 70, and he's, well, do I turn it on now or wait? Dude, you don't need that income. You're going to need it when you retire, and everything's lining up for him to retire at 70, and, yeah, turn on Social Security at age 70, and if you turn it on before full retirement age. Yeah, there's a clawback because you're still working and you're making more than a limit. It's above $16,000 now you have to earn before they start taking it back. But they don't permanently take it from you. You get it back later.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. It's Friday. And this is the weekly wrap is coming tomorrow on the Saturday show, 10 to 1. Today, it's the last daily wrap of this week. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is live Financial Talk Radio. Waving to everybody on Periscope and Facebook as well. If you have a financial situation, it could be about having too many primary health plans. It could be about disability. Hey, those disabilities, don't, if you have more than one, they're going to communicate with each other. They just don't start oozing out money just because you can't work. Maybe it's about those 401k lump sums, mutual funds, annuities. We have conversations about that as well. Here's the number. 504-260-0995.
How long has it been since someone came in and they had the old pension buyout offer? Because there was, I mean, there was one week where three people came in the same week with that issue.
Oh, it's somebody every week we have a conversation with about that.
All right. We hadn't heard one of those stories in a while, and some these things come in cycles. You know, sometimes we have a big rash of people with the buyouts, and then it'll dry up, and then they'll come back. I was just wondering if we're in a dry spell on that.
No, not in a dry spell, but, you know, I don't share stories is what was coming out there, and I share. I don't share every meeting that I do. I can't. I do a lot of meetings, and... But when it brings good information for the listeners and something they could learn from as well.
All right. Our next live event is Thursday. Total Wealth Authority is going to be there. Dwayne Stein. We got Jude Heath, Wes Blanchard, also our guest tomorrow. Wes Blanchard is the estate planning authority of the Total Wealth Authority. He's going to be in attendance, and we'll have one of the partners of the Dwell Nola Realty firm there. And you going to tell me what wines we have picked out? Do we have another Petit Syrah picked out?
Yeah.
Because I remember way back in the day when I worked at my little foo-foo restaurant in the early days of my radio career, we had a Petit Syrah that I really liked. So when I saw it at the wine tasting, the last one we did, I went and jumped on it. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot all about these.
You know, this is an event, for real. It's an event. We have a lot of fun. Great food. Where else? You always get great, consistent food. That's one thing about a restaurant that makes a good restaurant is consistency on food. And then we've got a pre-selected menu, and we're pairing it with some awesome wines. And I'm going to talk about the wines, how to taste, how to smell, and share some things you probably don't know. And if you do, well, reinforce it. But I'll surprise you with a few things. And then we're going to talk about money. And this is a women's event. So what we're like to have in attendance is for a lady to come and bring a friend. And you're going to learn some stuff about income planning, having an income philosophy, how to understand that process, and as well as investing. And we'll talk about some risk-averse stuff as well that you can do. And this isn't something where you just pop up and all of a sudden, oh, I got to retire. Well, you could, but it's better to plan ahead. So we're going to give you some insights to that. And we're going to raise some money for a charity. This per plate sitting with the wines and food pairing costs a lot more than $10. But I'm going to ask you to pay $10 to attend. And we're going to match that and donate it to the World War II Museum.
You know, if you took away, if someone asks, why are you doing the wine pairing? If you take away the wine, if you take away the food, if you take away, you know, meeting the other people and some of the more jovial parts about it, then you're just in a college class. And there's nothing wrong with that. But wouldn't you have learned more in, what was it, like British Lit 1301? If the lights were dimmed and there was, you know, pleasant setting, there was some great food in front of you, and then you get to taste around and the person at the front of the room was actually enjoying their time, not just fighting through it to get to 4:30 so they can get out of here.
Oh, you've seen me do this before. I have everybody's attention, and they're having a great time. We're laughing, learning, sharing. There's participation. It's a blast.
See, because no matter if you're talking about the wine or the food, or if you're talking about the financial stuff, I'm picking up things. I'm overhearing things that I can say later in a different context, and people will think I'm smart.
And it's going to be at Ruth's Chris. You need to RSVP, and it needs to be confirmed. They confirmed RSVP. So you need to call the office, 504-832-9200. You can go to the website, and there's a tab for that there to RSVP, sign up, and you can email Gregory at gregoryricks.com. And if you go to the website as well, there's a site chat where you can request, and we will have follow-up with you on Monday or whenever you call. And that way, once you speak to somebody, they will give you that confirmed reservation.
And one of the first things that is learned at a Gregory Ricks Live event is one of these things that puts you at ease, because we teach you how to discern whether or not the person that is giving you financial guidance is a true fiduciary, or if he's just a salesman, if he's just a guy selling you product. And when you start out with, hey, how to weed out the sham financial advice, that's got to put you at ease and kind of let you know what side of the ball we're playing from.
Yeah, she's going to share the backstory and how to tell the difference between somebody selling you something or really helping you.
All right. So, but you also teach some moves, some wine moves. That one that you did the other day where you put just a little bit, like maybe an ounce of wine in it, and then you set the whole glass on its side, but it didn't spill out, and you roll it over.
Yeah. I had a couple ounces of Cabernet in that glass, and I was seasoning the glass for the smell.
Is that called anything? Is that called like...
Just season the glass.
Not like the Marrero roll or something?
Oh, It was funny that when I was at, after the event, Stacy and I, my wife, Stacy, and I went downstairs to eat after the event because all the chairs were full. We couldn't sit with everyone, but I was sure wanting to when that dessert came out, by the way. However, we went down and did that, and one of the managers there recommended a wine to me, and I've never tried it, so that's what we had. And Stacy did a tasting of it and approved it. So she poured a little bit in my glass as well, and she was standing on the other, the waitress was on the other side of the table talking to Stacy. So I laid my glass over and did the seasoning of the glass, and all of a sudden I noticed her like look my way, and then she took a step, couple steps around the table so she could see what I was doing.
Because it looks like you just tumped your glass over.
Yeah, just all of a sudden I saw that it got her attention, and she didn't comment or anything. She just watched what I was doing. It's pretty neat.
All right, so Gregory Ricks Live.
Neat little wine trick.
It is a financial and wine pairing experience. You know, usually when you go to a wine pairing, they're pairing it up with food. We're pairing it up with financial advice. So you got to RSVP. It's our last one of 2017. We would do four or five more, but frankly, we're pretty tired. We do a lot over here.
This is a big event because it's for women. You know, that's not done that often. And it's the last one of this year. So, you know, I've had some guys call and said, well, look, we just had one not long ago. But you guys can get in at the beginning of the year when we do the next one. I don't even have it scheduled yet. That's something we've got to work on our calendar for. 28. Can you believe it? 2018 here already. A lot of work to do.
Dude, life beats me up so bad it feels like it's 2025 to me. Hey, you know, at the Fufu grocery stores in our neighborhood, because there's one right there, Gregory, where I'm pointing, and then there's another one right there. They have these grapes that are called gumdrop grapes. Have you had these?
No.
They taste like kind of like cotton candy, and they're grapes. And I don't know if I've been hanging out with you too much. I'm like, they should make some wine out of this. You haven't seen those special mutant grapes at the Fufu grocery stores?
No.
Oh,
I will have to check it out.
It's brilliant because, you know, it's just some mutant hybrid of a grape, and they caught it, and they're like, wait a second. This doesn't taste like a grape. This tastes like, I don't know, a gumball or cotton candy or something. They're like, hold on to that one. Maybe we can sell it for more money. And so I guess they made a bunch of clones of this, and you have giant bags of these special flavored grapes. That's really cool. It's a good way to get your kids to eat fruit. They eat it like it's candy because it tastes like candy. They need to make some wine out of that. Oh, hey, we're almost out of time here. Sorry, Gregory. It looks like you're about to start something. All right, questions, 504-260-0995. You got a comment before we run? Okay. We'll be right back. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. This is iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
A lot of people still get confused. Home equity line of credit versus home equity loan. The home equity loan is basically you doing a refinance to get cash out to pay off your debt. A home equity line of credit is you opening up a line of credit. Normally, it's going to be a second mortgage that's on a variable or adjustable rate. That's a HELOC.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
30-year conventional by far is the most popular. I am always looking at the 10-year treasury. If you add 1.75, that's how you're going to come up with your interest rate.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Don't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Welcome back. Winning at Life.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine.
This is the Daily Wrap. You know, sweet tea pecan pie. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
Where the peaches grow.
And my I don't know, this music kind of went along with what I was eating last night up in Kansas City.
Pecan pie? On,
no, but I had some barbecue.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man, it was so good. I sent you a picture of it. Made you really jealous.
Well, and you're not a food photographer. There's some people who take pictures of their food willy-nilly. It's like, I've seen a waffle before. You can get a hold of yourself, Scott. But if you take a picture of your food, it means something.
Yeah, you know, I've probably never done that before. But that was a great picture, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, the lighting could have been better, you know, kind of flattened out the image. But no, the food looked good. What, did you have burnt ends?
Burnt ends. Had a couple of ribs and brisket. It was just, I took my time eating. Eat slow, you can eat more. I still didn't finish it all.
Stop talking about this. I'm on a light week. Notice what I have here. Zero calorie coconut LaCroix in front of me. What do you have in front of you? Something with calories in it, don't you?
Strawberry flavored.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta.
Yeah, it's Shasta.
it was good. You know, we kind of are on the hunt for barbecue places, so... So you're going to need to go to Kansas City for that one called Q39KC. They have two locations up there.
It's a horrible name.
Well, the people pile in. I'd called over there at 5:30 yesterday checking to see when it was going to get busy. And
was that the sign on the door or was that their license plate?
That's the sign on the door.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So... She gives me a couple of time ranges, and then at the end she says, well, probably in 30 minutes we're going to be pretty busy. Well, I got there in about 35 minutes. Took Uber. They didn't charge me a fee to pick me up yet. The guy didn't even know about that. That's another part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. But when I got there, the line was coming out the door already. The place was like full. And then I make my way through there because I'm headed for the bar. And then I see somebody with the Q39KC shirt on. And I said, is it open seating at the bar? And they said, yeah, that bar's open seating and the bar in the other room. So they had a really cool one in the other room. So it was like a place with two different bars. So, yeah, I pulled up a chair.
Pretty big place,
and was
huh?
There. Oh, It's huge, huge. You imagine, and this isn't a joint. You know what a joint is? They run out of barbecue and we're done. No, this is a barbecue restaurant, and they must cook up some beef because they are open. I think last night was open to 10 on weekends till 11. Oh, and there was still, when I left, I was there about 2 hours. When I left, it was still lined up out the door.
You know who hates hearing these stories? Small business owners who are just begging for people to come in the door. That they just sit there at the cash register and they stare at the door hoping for someone to come in. And boy, if you ever get a hold of that magic from a business perspective, if you can get people lined up for your product, you better thank the lucky stars above. You better say a couple prayers to God. And you better save your money because it's not going to last forever. There's no guarantees.
No, not even the restaurant. You can be killing it and then something changes down the road. I was watching a documentary today, The Last Magnificent. It's about Jeremiah Tower that basically is credited for creating American and California cuisine. And I just thought it was a really great story. And here is the thing, and it goes to, and it's a documentary also on 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago I talked to the staff about, is making people feel special and giving great service. And if you're in a business, one of the things you should focus on is providing great service. If you're in the restaurant business, it better be some darn good food and great service. You can have great service and the food sucks, I'm not coming back. But when you combine the two, you had me at here's your table.
Yeah, well, and the other leg of business is just getting them in the door in the first place.
But you do have to tell the story. You and I actually was having a meeting with somebody the other day talking about, there was a conversation about real estate. And talking about their thing is how people should view real estate and who they work with. And I said, and I asked her a question and she didn't get it. And I said, who's hearing this story? How are you getting that story out there? And I think she's passionate, does a great job, but that story is not getting out there. You ever heard it from her before?
No.
No, me neither. You had met her before. That was first time for me. Still, I don't know about the story, and I hadn't heard the story since she told it. And we probably never will hear the story. She's not shouting it from a mountaintop or a podium or someplace where people are listening. And that's part of business, is how to get out there. And, you know, we're on the radio a lot, but we have other mediums that we tell the story, and it's different for businesses. It's not necessarily one size fits all, but if you got a great food story, how are you going to share it? If you have some great food, part of it is that great foodie experience, great service, and what are they going to do? What I just did for Q39, and they didn't pay me a buck. I just had some great food, and I was glad to pay them for it. And the person behind the bar helping me was, he even started talking to me about boudin in Louisiana, and it's hard to get up there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, but you know, great that's conversation weird as well. But that's the things that make a difference, and obviously they keep that reoccurring. And I had ate there some 6 or 7 months ago, and the food experience was the same, if not better. But it didn't like change, like, oh, this doesn't taste like it used to or whatever. Went to a restaurant. I'm not going to name it. I'm going to speak to the overall firm that has that facility.
Oh, I guess someone's going negative on
and,
this one, huh?
And it was just a previous chef that they had when I was sit there probably a year ago, great food experience, and he was dismissed, and it's not working for him now. So I won't be back, but these folks I have a tie to, so I'll let them know my thoughts. But hey, it's their restaurant.
You know, so many times this keeps coming back up is the old adage from our buddy Zed. You remember him? When you build a business, no one will care. And it's so super obvious for restaurants because they're such a public face and we all have experiences going to them. But the same rules that apply to a restaurant applies if you're a guy who makes furniture. It applies if you're a dentist. You could be the best in the world at what you do. No one cares. They're not going to know. No one's going out and they're going from dentist to dentist saying, hey, how you guys do things here? You got to go to them. You got to tell your story to them. And then even if you are the best dentist in the world, if the service stinks, they're not coming back. You have to have a good product. You have to have a good business model. And you have to get people in the door.
And what you don't realize, it's top down. If the experience we're having going into the doctor's office or the grocery store, there's always a line there to check out. Or you're going to an auto parts store and you got your stuff, but you just can't never get it paid for. You know, those type, that is customer service experience. It's not expedient, not making them feel special. Then they might say, well, heck, I'm ordering it from Rock Auto. I'm not going down there and stand in line. I'll wait for it a day or two.
Look at that. You didn't even have to hesitate to come up with just hypothetically someone that sells auto parts online. That didn't sound very hypothetical, huh?
No, it wasn't.
Because you've waited in line at too many auto parts stores and...
And sometimes I choose to coach. There was one at an auto parts store here. I kind of asked them a couple questions. I'd say it'd really be good when you have customers here wanting to buy that you allow them to buy. That's why you're here, is that part of the process is to let them buy something. Check them out.
Ah, what do you know about running a business, business owner? All right, we got one segment left here, and Amazon's dream of drones flying over our head at all times got a little bit closer with an executive order this week. We'll talk about that next. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates. It's up or GregoryRicks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Call the office. What we could do is coordinate an advisor call and get some of that information, data from him in advance and have a very constructive call that might not last all that long and get him headed in the right direction. We're just trying to help.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a gentleman came in a couple weeks ago, and he's debating whether or not to retire. He's thinking about retiring so he could start his pension. Why? Because it's not fully funded. It's likely to go bad down the road. He says, I'd like to start getting my full check now. And no, I don't want to retire, but he's part of a union, and now he's going to go do non-union version of the job. not quite as good benefits, but he's like, I said, yeah, we would need to turn on this pension as soon as possible because you're getting a haircut on it somewhere down the road and you've got to build up savings, and he has a 401k to make up for the gap that is coming. So what you need to look into is how is it funded?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
We know ain't nobody scared now.
Welcome back. Our last segment for the evening. Get that phone out and make a call. You've got a question. James, I might have you bring up this little coaching you did with me on the Google here in just a moment. The economies of scale. I like that bit. Mm-hmm. That you just did on the break. So you missed some cool stuff on the break, but we have to pay bills. So I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. Tomorrow we'll be on from 10 to 1 live Financial Talk Radio as well on Saturday. And then, of course, every evening and on the stream of iHeartRadio. If you have a financial situation, you still have time to get the question in. 504-260-0995. Okay, so what's this about? Build it and they will come.
This is born off of Google, 15 quarters in a row of double digit growth, and it is just confounding the business world because there has to be a limit to how big they can get. It has to plateau. At some point, you can't keep growing exponentially forever. But this is different than other revolutions we've had as far as economics goes. The main difference between the information age and the industrial age is the economies of scale. You know, the agricultural age, that's way obvious. You grow a kernel of corn, only one person can eat it one time, boom, and it's done. But with the industrial age, you just were able to crank it out, and you could really just flood an area with one product. But if you wanted to go global, you would have to take, you know, one factory that you built in Ohio and was like, okay, we're going to build another one like it somewhere in France, then we'll build another one like that somewhere in North Africa, and then we'll build another one like that in Australia, we'll build another one here, and you have to do it like that. But in the information age, you know, it's all ones and zeros. Once you have one server in one place, it's already everywhere as far as the internet's concerned. If I need to jump on my Gmail server, it's the same server, whether I'm here, whether I'm in Argentina, whether I'm hanging out at Turks and Caicos. I don't even know where that's at, but I would be accessing the same server to get it. And that means we really don't know how big Google can get. There's no real upward limit on how big it can get. The only thing that's stopping it is how big is the internet. Because it is able to take up basically the entire universe. It can live everywhere at all times, although all its competition can too. But I guess the easiest way to understand it for people, I guess around my age and your age, because we remember buying music. Taylor Swift used to have to sell her CDs on something physical, or I guess Earth, Wind, and Fire had to sell 8-tracks, right? And they would make an 8-track, and one person could own that at a time and have it in one place. It couldn't be everywhere in the world at a time, right?
So they were limited by how many discs they could get out and the outlets that would sell them.
And the initial...
They were limited, and would you believe the stars and all fought that? Like... We like Tower Records and Walmart selling our records.
Right, but that also put in a giant barrier to entry to where if you wanted to be a relevant musician and you wanted to have even that reach, you had to be one of the chosen few from the record companies. Now, Taylor Swift put something on YouTube, and she's not going to get paid for it like she was with CD sales like Earth, Wind, and Fire did, or like Don Seals did, or something like that. But there is value in having 2.5 billion people instantly have access to your song at all times, whenever they want, and they can start at the beginning. It's not like you turn on the radio halfway through a song. Oh, I missed half of it.
Yeah, they have unlimited outlets to access that music. And what's it called? Smartphones, computers, unlimited.
Yeah, but the economies of scale are absolutely unlimited. If you made 1 million CDs, only one person could have a CD at a time. But you put something out online, everybody already has it. And the funny thing is the economies of scale, that's exactly what's made YouTube so valuable. Everything's a needle in a haystack. When you have the whole world at your fingertips, how do you find what you're looking for? In comes Google. But they don't make their money off the search engine. They make their money off click ads.
Yeah, the search is free. And what's a phrase I give out? Google's your friend. Well, I don't know how to do it. Well, Google it.
Do you say this? Are you talking about maybe in a work environment?
Work environment and anybody else asking me something. I don't know how to do it, but I'd Google it. Hey, I've always been one. Hey, I don't know how to do it, but where's a book on it?
Mm-hmm.
Or a YouTube video? Where am I going to find it? I'm going to Google it.
I have no idea how my mom and dad built, owned, and maintained a house before YouTube. Every time something breaks in my house, I YouTube it. Oh, hey, the washing machine, it flooded. All right, well, let me figure out what it could be. And I go watch some videos. It's like, oh, there might be some goop in the little drainage tube. Sure enough, I just had to clean out that little filter there. Someone showed me. I didn't even know there was a tube on the side of it. I didn't even know how to take the side of my washing machine off.
Well,
I didn't know
that
it came off.
That is something good. It is really awesome for people that don't know how to figure that stuff out.
Yeah, you're saying you don't need the help of instructions or books or YouTube videos. You know how to
figure
that? I use
YouTube, but, you know, like a washer machine or a dryer.
Hey,
this
doesn't count for
mechanical
you. What was your job when you were, what, 14?
I repaired washer machines and dryers for a laundromat.
All right, so I sound like a child to you, digging through my belly button. But for other people, these machines are complicated, Gregory.
Okay.
Come on, give me some credit here. All right, look, a plumbing issue then, or a car issue. That doesn't apply to you either. But look, if there's something that needs to be fixed, when I had to hang sheetrock in my little back studio and put a ceiling in and everything, I'd seen people hang sheetrock, but you know what I did? I watched a few more videos just in case. I don't want to get it wrong or hang it upside down and have people come in and say you're stupid.
But still, even knowing something, there's little techniques and ideas where somebody's figured out a quicker way to get to that point. There's always something to learn. And I'm fascinated by learning. I really am. I think it just is so awesome. Why didn't we have that when I was 10 years old?
Yeah, and I can find anything on my car. I don't know where the fuse box is. I can either look for it or I can Google it. This is fantastic. Speaking of the future, we're a little bit closer. Wednesday, the president signed an executive order designed to speed the approval of drone flights over crowds and for longer distances. They're trying to open the drone world up for more commercial uses. And, you know, they say this is all about
a drone corridor.
Here's the problem I have with the way they're doing this, though. They're not changing the rules. They're just making the waivers to the rules a little more fast and efficient and freewheeling.
Well, that's a start.
In the right direction.
Instead of keep adding regulation, let's loosen this up a little bit and see where it goes.
Problem is, companies have been using some of their new innovative testing systems overseas because they can't legally do it here. Amazon's gone overseas for some of their drone tests. Alphabet, they're, you know, the parent company of Google, the part that's doing their drone work, it's called Project Wing, and they're testing food delivery via drone in Australia right now because they can't do it here. Be nice to have those jobs over here, huh? Thanks a lot for protecting us, FAA. Protecting us from those awesome jobs.
Top down, baby. Top down.
Well, look.
It all starts at the top.
You wouldn't believe who got the first FAA waiver, though, that allows routine drone flights over people. You would not believe who got the first one.
Papa John's.
CNN. Yeah.
Throwing a food.
I wish it had been Papa John's.
Drop that pizza off.
I thought CNN was dire enemies with the administration in charge, and here they go. They apply for a waiver, and they get it. So good for them.
I was doing some reading once again this afternoon. I did a little traveling, you know, the past couple of days, so I got into more reading time. But I was reading about, you know, some of these advertisers for the NFL, you know, like freaking out. Papa John's is one of the majors.
What, because the Cowboys are 3-3? Is that what they're worried about? They're like, come on, man.
No. The percentage of people that's quit watching the games.
I know.
Stuff.
They're not worried about the Cowboys.
You know, or even going to the games. But TV is the bigger deal. That's why there's no blackouts anymore. Remember, we talked about that a few years ago where they did away, what, in 2015? If you don't sell out, we black it out more. No, it's all about the TV. They need butts and on couches and recliners watching the games.
I always thought that was a punk move anyway, the blackouts.
Yeah, how ridiculous. You put a good product out there, create a good experience, and they'll go spend their whole day doing it.
Well, hey, the fans aren't excited about the home team. Oh, yeah, we'll take them off TV. That'll fix them. I never understood that, Gregory. All right, we're about out of time. Listen, our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live, is coming up Thursday. It is a women-only event. It's a wine pairing at Ruth's Chris in Metairie, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. Come on, get some help with your money. Stop worrying about it. RSVP, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.